Citizen Action of New York is rallying behind struggling childcare providers and working parents and guardians that are dealing with some of the economic hardships the COVID-19 pandemic has caused. They, along with state lawmakers, are asking Governor Cuomo to release the state's share of federal funding and requesting additional funding from Washington as they all struggle to pay their bills. CSEA Voice Local 100 President Pam Wells has also served as a child care provider for more than 25 years.
The cost of care has surged due to the need of social distancing, protective gear, cost of operating, cleaning and disinfecting supplies, food, minimum wage increase, and additional expense for our staff. Many of us have utilized our savings and credit cards to remain open for our communities while we build back to our pre-COVID enrollment. We need help.
One of the largest long-term care providers for the aging and elderly is Loretto of CNY. President and CEO Kim Townsend says most of her employees who rely on public transportation didn't have schedules that aligned with free childcare offered by Onondaga County when the pandemic hit.
78% of our employees report that they use in-home childcare providers. Frequently, they rely on family members because that's what their child care subsidies support.
Townsend says if there's not enough support for child care, her employees will continue to face barriers to advance their careers. Loretto looked into the possibility of providing child care, but found it wasn't cost effective. Governor Cuomo's Child Care Availability Task Force is expected to release its recommendations soon about what ways we could improve access to child care and ensure fair wages to child care educators. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.